I got the recording. I get your little recording.
Welcome to the Flame Podcast, spreading truth like wildfire with your flamethrowers Anna Kane and Nicole Orozco on a mission to set the captives free. Now here they are, your hosts.
Hello, everyone. We have a great show lined up for you today. I think we have one of the most special guests we've had so far. And so I do want to remind everyone to visit the Flame Podcast and the Flame newspaper at theflameusa.com. I'm Anna.
And I'm Nicole.
And so we have General Flynn today, and he is on the road. I know everybody, hello to our Rumble fans. I know everybody can see him on the bus. And I did want to take a moment to I want him to...
I'm going to show you guys this mountain. I'm so sorry.
Okay, go for it.
This beautiful mountain. I want everybody to see it. Look at up front.
It's beautiful.
Yes. The peak.
Mount Shasta.
Oh my God, we're coming in.
So General Flynn, before I introduce you, go ahead and tell people where you're at right now.
So we are in area of Shasta Lake. And where we showed the film last night to about 500 just amazing people. And we're about probably, 30, maybe 45 minutes from crossing into Oregon. And then on our way up to Washington to see you guys. We can't wait.
Yeah,
it's amazing. This is we have had 12 stops. And we have 23 more cities to go. And so far, say a prayer for our RV, man. Our RV driver. Kyle, he's the man. We're having a blast. We're absolutely having a blast. You know what? But it's really important what we're doing too. You know, everybody understands what we're up to here, getting this message out in this movie. So I love you guys, and thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So I did want to share with our guests just kind of the beginning of the Flame. Nicole and I, getting into media was a huge shift for us. And there's so much information out there. I mean, mainstream media definitely is, lying left and right. And so to go down those rabbit holes and find the truth, I love you guys, was quite difficult in the beginning. And we had a really great friend, Paul Glumez. He's written for us several times. And we asked him, hey, what are the things that we should be looking for to make sure that we are finding the truth? And he said, just get in front of people. Just get in front of people.
In their presence.
In their presence. And just find that get your discernment that way, right? And so I remember we've, had the privilege to be around you several times at many events. And, you always are available to the people, talking to the people. Your heart is for humanity. It is for the United States. And so I want people to really understand your humanness, the humanity in you. The last time we got to see you, I got the best picture, I think, of anybody of General Flynn. We were at a convention at Clay Clark's, and we were talking about being tactful as media, right? Asking the right questions at the right time, asking for pictures at the right time, just being respectful as media personnel.
Right.
And you were walking out and you were carrying cookies and Kit Kats to the car to get ready to travel back home. And you walked by me and I was like, that's a great picture moment. And you turned around and you're like, all right, take it. And in that moment, it just reminded me again, you're a father, you're a husband. Yes, you're our general, but you are a family man. And so I just wanted to share with people about that because it's important that we remember that our relationships and how we feel around people really decide how we move forward with them. And so I just want to personally thank you for everything that you're doing and for just being a human.
And I have had the honor of being in your presence as well. And your heart is the biggest heart that I could see, and you're one of the smartest men I've met in my life. So I'm honored to have you on the show today. General Flynn, thank you for coming on, sir. And can you please tell our audience a little bit about your road tour and your movie? Let's start out with that, because that's what we're here for.
Yes. Oh, my God, everything you just said, you know, it's a real honor. It's humbling. You know, being in the military and growing up in the family that I grew up in, particularly being in the military, you cannot ask soldiers to do things that they would not otherwise do in a normal life, and one of which is to give their life for the country without loving them. You know, you have to love, you know, being around soldiers, you know, because otherwise if you don't, then you know, they're not going to commit that ultimate sacrifice if they have to, right? So it's so, I think that I learned a lot as a child with my father and my mother and my brothers and sisters. That's one of the big things that comes out of this movie, is that I say that I found my, renewed my faith through my family. My family's really, really awesome, and it's a big part of this film. So that's, you know, love is a big part of life. And I think if more of us were filled with that instead of these other sentiments, then we would be far more unified as a nation. And I think that's part of why I wanted to do this, you know, 35 city nationwide tour, because I love people, and it's not just, you know, I could sit back and do this movie and, or not do it, but I could do this movie and try to just sell it online or something like that. But I didn't want to do that. You know, this is exhausting. This is exhausting what I'm doing and what I've been doing, but it's absolutely necessary, because I think when people touch you and feel you and see you, hear you, talk to you, it then resonates, you know, it resonates. And, you know, you touch one, and maybe that person then goes and, you know, they talk to their network. So, you know, if we're in audiences like we had last night of 500, it's been pretty good like that. We're going to have 300, 400, 500 people, 800 or 900, I think, in one of our first ones. You know, the message resonates. And getting around and going to some places like Thoreau, Washington, which we're going to be going up to here tomorrow, where we just came out of, Yuba City, Wichita, Kansas, some of these places we're going to, nobody ever goes to them, you know, like no big profile, high profile, you know, even musicians when they're playing concerts, you go to all the big cities. We've been to a couple. We went to Nashville. John Rich showed up, wonderful, wonderful guy that he is, you know, but you know, we're trying to go to these places where people don't typically go to, guys like me, at least, and to say to folks, look, we're not giving up on you. You matter. We're together in this endeavor. We're together in this thing I call an experiment, which is what America is really, the essence of America. We are an experiment that our founders pulled together, not over a 3-day weekend, but over decades, mm-hmm. and actually studying centuries of humanity, because you guys are really bringing out, you know, you're talking about the idea of humanity. That's what this is about. That's what the message in this movie is about. It's about who we are as Americans. You will learn that through the story of my family and this and my sort of through the lens of what happened to me. But I also take people back in time, you know, back to the 60s. And we talk about reassessing the assassinations of the 1960s, because if our government is capable of doing those kinds of things, what are they capable of doing now? Right. You know, so that it's not just about, you know, the deep, quote unquote, deep state. This is really, and it's not about the bad things that happen in life. It's actually what good comes out of life if you really focus on the positive. And that's me. You know, I mean, I could live a life of, you know, being vindictive and being just, you know, but I'm not. I just can't live like that. I want to live a long life. You know, I'm on a crazy road right now. And so say some prayers out there for anybody that's, you know, listen and say a prayer for our safety as we drive, meet people. And I want people to know that America is so robust, we're so strong, we're so filled with patriots. Don't let those, you know, the loonies in Washington, D.C., you know, I know I get upset when I see some of these people, some of these votes that they take. Oh, my God. You know, we're spending money on every other country on the planet but our own.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it when we stop at gas stations along the way, right? We stop at all these places to fill up. You know, I mean, I will tell you, when we came into California, the price of a gallon of gas was $6. I mean, try filling up an RV at $6 a gallon. Oh, my God. So, you know, we're doing it, and we're scratching out a living here and having a blast. But we're also, our entire team that is with me, we're getting a message across to America that we care, that we will continue to fight. We will stand our ground. We will be fearless. We will be determined. And we will be, and we're going to be emotional about it. You know, emotional being like, you know, it's okay to shed a tear. You know, I mean, as people, this film, bring your tissues or have your tissues available when you're watching it. Because like, trust me, you're going to shed a few tears, but it doesn't mean that those are tears of weakness.
No.
Those are tears of determination. We have to be determined as Americans right now. You know, I use this phrase, and maybe you guys have heard me say, local action has a national impact. Local action equals a national impact. I mean, it does. That means you have to, you know, every one of us has to get involved. So anyway, I could go on and on.
I love when we use that phrase all the time. In fact, the Flame has established Act 333. And the idea behind that is everybody knows three people they can give three papers to and ask those three people to get three papers. If we want to make a difference, then we need to be educating in the masses, in our communities, and we need to be getting involved. And I think that comes down to the humanity part of it. I feel like government has been made to seem so big and so complicated. Our military complex, it's so big. It's so complicated. Our foreign affairs, they're so big. They're so complicated that I can't tell you how many times a week I hear people say, oh, well, I just can't get it. I just can't wrap my mind around it. So I just forget about it and you know, just go about their everyday life. And the fact is that it affects all of us. And so
every bit of us, you know, I don't mean to cut you off.
I want you to
understand those things, but I want you to know that there are those of us, and that's why they came after me so hard. There are those of us that do understand it. I've lived inside of it. I've studied it. I have studied it intensely. And in my world, when I was at DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, I was really working to reform it, and many people that work with me know it. And there's still some that are there that, you know, when I reformed DIA, the restructuring of DIA that I did take on and do, it has remained. So I left there in 2014. It hasn't changed in terms of their structure, because it's a much more effective structure. Now that said, the one area that I you know did not affect as much as I wanted to was the corruption in the budgeting and the financial components of it. As a national security advisor, that's when you have that role, you now can take on the intelligence community, the Department of, you know, so basically the security state complex, the military industrial complex. And I want you guys to know, want your audience to know, there are those of us that understand that. I deeply understand that. I want people to reflect on it, because we, the people, right, taxpayers, we're paying for all this crap, right?
Yep.
So, but I want people to know that there are those of us that know, if we are given the opportunity, you know, and they changed the course of history when they took me out. For those that have seen the movie already, it wasn't just the Obama administration, people around Trump too. And I talk about specific people, I give a specific example, and I weave that story into what it is that we're facing now. I want people to understand that there's a leadership lesson here, right? And I always talk about control. You know, we want people to be in control of their lives. And there are things that you cannot control in life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't control some of the things, some of the votes that are going on in the House of Representatives, or you can't control what Joe Biden is going to say. Nobody can. But what you can control is you can control where you live. You control your own life. Control the things that you do on a daily basis. That's what I want people to take control of. That's what you, that's where you, now I'm talking to your audience, that's where each one of you can make a difference in this country. And that's what I want people to understand. It's like all of us have a role. All of us have a responsibility. All of us have a set of God-given skills and talents. Understand what those are and then really take control of them and then jump into it, dive into it, and go do more than you ever thought you could. And believe me, you'll feel refreshed. You'll feel rewarded. And you will help all of us connect each other and take back this country, because God knows we're off the rails. We got to get back on the rails. We can do it. We can do it. Just like we say in a movie, if the Flints can pull together and drive this darkness out of our lives, then the Americans can pull together and defeat this evil that we're facing right now.
So, General, we are bigger. Once you step out in your talents and your gifts and your abilities in a local level, national level, whatever your calling is, we are bigger than anything we know. We have more power as an individual than we have the capacity. We've been told we're small, but we're really big. And that's what evil is afraid of. There is something called 5G warfare. You wrote a book about it. How do we navigate through this time in history to take our power as individuals on both the individual and collective level to use it to bring our country back to goodness?
Knew their faith in God. That's not number one. People have got to understand that our nation was a nation built on a set of faith-based Judeo-Christian principles and values. We need to be fearless about that. I don't know about fear in the movie, because there was times when I felt fear, and I've learned not to. You're always gonna have fear, some level of fear, but I've learned to be able to not check it so much as control. I don't mean that I control all of it, but I just know that I know what that emotion feels like. And people do fear. A lot of people in this country fear their government. So we have to understand that. So that exists. But we have to understand that the values and principles that this nation was built upon are strong. They're stronger than any one individual. And I think that's where faith really matters. So I think we have to return to our faith as a nation. And you know, if that means going and finding a pastor or a minister or a priest or some place where you can, or even a quiet place, you know, to just sit and reflect, sit and pray, sit alone, you know, or go find, you know, a new set of friends. I mean, we're all reconnecting with different people now because of all the things that are happening in our country. That's number one. The second thing is family. I do believe in family so much. I am lucky. I'm blessed to have a strong and a large family. And so that's a good thing for me. And that's what really helped me and renews my strength on a daily basis. I absolutely have I always say that young people who are contemplating getting married, always tell them you got to like the one you love, you know? And I my wife and I met when we were 13 and we've stayed together, you know? Hey, we could have easily, you know, a lot of couples would have just fallen apart going through something like we went through, but we did. You know, we actually found together in a much stronger way. And man, talk about inseparable, emotionally and spiritually. And I think that family is a big part of that. And I also think that, and I know, I believe this, in our DNA. So I'm holding up my hand. You know, because it's like the skin, you know, it's like the blood that runs through my veins. It's something called freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom matters. Freedom matters a lot. And, and you know what? They can never take that idea of freedom away from me. Can't take it away from me. Can't take it away from the flame. Can't take it away from you guys, nor your audience. And I think more and more Americans that I run into every day. I mean, we run into people every day, sometimes just individuals, sometimes large groups. Man, does that idea of freedom just, you can feel it. You can feel it in a room. You can feel it in a person. You know, it's just like you guys were talking about, you know, having a big heart. You can tell where you know, when you're with somebody, it's like they call it women's intuition or you know, a gut feel, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just get an intuition about people. And I'm lucky and blessed that I have that. I have that, you know, that sort of innate skill. Maybe my mom gave it to me, but I just feel that in people. And that's why I love people. That's why I love interacting, you know, and am I afraid at times? Yeah, I am. But I am also determined. I'm a very, very determined person, and I'm not going to give up. Just won't give up.
I was watching last night a movie. It was called When the Game Stands Tall, and it's a football movie. And it was the Spartans, and they had at the point that I was asked, I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I think that they had won 150 games back to back. And one of the things that they collectively as a team were doing was writing down like goal cards, and they would then have somebody else read their goals for that week. And right. And part of that was just the togetherness, the foundation of family
and love.
Yeah. And then they would hold each other accountable to those goal cards in love, in kindness. And I was watching it, and I was just thinking about just in general, just people in general, how when we know we belong to something and when we know that we have set goals and we're accountable to somebody else, we fight harder and we're prouder. Mm-hmm. And when we don't make that goal, when we have people that come around us in love and, you know, encourage us like, hey, next time, or when we question, you know, well, why would God do this because of this, to know that like he has the greater plan. And so when you talk about, you know, family, faith, all of those things give us belonging and purpose. Mm-hmm. And that always will overshadow our fear, because God does not want us to be fearful. It's the world that makes us believe we're fearful. And so I love that you touch bases on that, because you're right. It really is the home, the family, the community, and moving forward. And I think that gives us a sense of appreciation and a sense of willingness to step out. And we open ourselves to the time to step out.
So we need a leadership, a General Flynn Leadership Academy. I've been in the room with you when you've been leading people. So after this movie, can we just get a National General Flynn Academy going? How do we bring that back?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Literally, do it. If I could be in your presence and follow your leadership, our country would be a different place. How do we bring love back?
You know, I want people to know something about warfare and the American spirit. And this is part of it. We do not, the people that follow me closely know that I've said this, and I say this all the time, that I did not go to fight an enemy because I hated my enemy. I went to fight an enemy because I love my country. Mm-hmm. I love my family. I love my community. I went to fight out of love. And I think that's what you guys just said. You guys just said that. You said it in your way. And I think that's really important to reflect on this idea that as Americans, we do things out of love. We do things out of unity. We do things out of respect. We do things to make something better, make somebody's life better. And I learned that in the military. Because there's such you're bound to each other when you go into some situation where you may, you know, it may be giving the sort of, as Abraham Lincoln said, the last true measure of devotion, you know, in the cause of a nation. And you do it out of love. We do things out of love. We do things now for our families. Moms do things to protect their children, not because they want their children to learn, not because of some other reason they do it or some other purpose. They do it because they love their children, right? They love their child. You know, a respectful couple does things out of love for each other. Yeah, I mean, that's really what this comes down to. And I think that doesn't mean that you can't be a warrior. It doesn't mean that you can't be tough. It doesn't mean that you can't be smart and disciplined. Right. I mean, all those other things. Now, love is not a weakness. Actually, love is a strength. Hate is a weakness.
Yes.
Hate is a massive weakness. Love is a strength. And that's what I want people to understand about who we are as Americans.
Movie's about. Tell us a little bit about how that portrays, you know, maybe a few sound bites little tidbits about what's in your movie and why people should see this, because I think it'll strengthen them if they do come to see you tomorrow in Bow and to come see your movie. It's number one on Amazon, right?
Woohoo! Actually, I want to touch bases.
It's still number one.
I want to touch bases on it being number one on Amazon, because I got a call yesterday from somebody and they were like, hey, did you see the Flynn movies number one on Amazon? I'm like, yeah, it has been. And they were like, you know, I was so shocked because, you know, that's like a mainstream business that they would even allow his movie on there with all the censorship. And I was like, oh, no. That's how they play the game, right? General Flynn's too big and moving too fast for them to be able to censor. So when they don't censor him and they allow his stuff out, then everybody else thinks we don't have a censorship problem, right? Because he's just too big. It's, you know, Tucker Carlson, General Flynn, you can't censor those types of people.
You can't censor General Flynn.
Censorship is still a problem. So anyway,
tidbit sound bites.
Congratulations on being number one on Amazon.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And we're streaming now as of today. So breaking news on your show here. We're streaming now on Apple iTunes and Salem, YouTube, and I think Google Play is the other one. People can go to flynnmovie.com. So some of the interesting things about the movie, there's some very, very intimate portraits of members of my family and some of the really difficult, seriously difficult times that members of my family went through. And I think that alone resonates with a lot of the people that are seeing it. Cause that's the kind we're getting feedback from so many people from so many corners of the country saying, oh my God, I'm so happy that you guys went into that level of insider's insight into the Flynn family and the emotional part to share that with us, because every family goes through tough times in this country. I mean, every family. Mine just happened to be really, really very visible, but there was intimate moments. And I'm talking about times where it's like, whoa, I didn't realize that was going on inside the Flynn family. So, and I'll just leave the tease right there. The other thing is I also talk about conversations that I had with Donald J. Trump about different issues, you know, specific conversations. And one of which was in the White House, one of which was just before we went into the White House. One was the first time that I met him and how we connected. So there's those moments. And then there's the moments of sharing with the audience sort of the answer to the question, why me? Why did Barack Obama tell Donald Trump when he was transitioning the entirety of the U.S. government? Why did he so fear Mike Flynn? Right. Why did he tell Donald Trump to not hire me? Wow. So I share that moment as well. And then, of course, toward the end, and I don't want to give away the end, but I just want people to understand that you're left inspired. Right. This is a really powerful, powerful story of persecution. But at the end, it's really a story of survival, and it's an inspiring story. And it's an inspiring story principally because of my faith, my family's faith, and our family, the strength of our family. Like I said, every one of us, every family in this country has a tough time. And folks, this is really to your audience more than you guys, but it's same to you all. It's not, you're not judged by the fact that you got knocked on your rear end and somebody knocked you down. You're judged in life by what you did about it.
Yeah.
Right. And frankly, I'm not the judge. You're not the judge. The ultimate judge is, you know, when you have a good, prayerfully long life, you know, and you meet your maker one day, and they, you know, you stand there and you say, did I have a good life? You can look back and go, I did. And like I say in the movie, you know, I should have a lot of regrets, but I don't, because I'm able to sit here with you guys to tell my story. And that's very, very powerful component of this movie. That's why I want people to watch it. I mean, and then go to flynnmovie.com and they can see some of the testimonials that we've been given. I mean, just, we're blown away. I'm blown away. I'm so deeply humbled, because I wasn't sure how people were going to understand this movie or see it for what it is. And man, has it been powerful, powerful feedback.
It has been powerful feedback. I can say I've gotten many calls. And all everybody's opinion has been positive and wowed, and
you've got to see it.
Very. What's sad is we haven't seen it, because we've been waiting. I mean, we're going to see you tomorrow, and so
we can't wait.
We really wanted to just soak be in your presence and soak it in at one time. But I can't tell you how many people were just like, I had no idea, and just have compassion for your family.
I'm excited for people to be in your presence tomorrow, because every time I've been in your presence, my intuition and my heart expands. And you're a hero, and you've taken the true hero's journey, and you continue to do so. I'm not kidding about that academy. Because I think that people need the leadership that you offer, sir. And that way we could navigate our own lives, gifts, and talents, and we could bring this country back quickly with a lot of love. We did this paper, and I just want people to know this is all on General Flynn. That's how much we honor what you're doing. Is there anything else you want to tell people?
I just want to let people know to join us on this journey. Go to flynnmovie.com. You can see where we're going to be. We're going to be up in Bow. Can't wait. I mean, it's just such a beautiful area that I can't wait to get up there. And then we go from Bow to Spokane to Meridian, Idaho, and Billings, Montana. We're just going to keep traveling across this great country, give people big hugs, you know, take photos, join in some conversation. You know, we're drinking a lot of coffee, eating a lot of cookies. I had some great brownies.
Cats.
Yeah. And we're Kit Kats, and every so often I'm at the Pilot gas station. We're about to get some refuel on I-5 before we head north to Bow. So God bless you guys.
God
Thank
bless
you guys
you.
So much, so much. And I can't wait to see you.
Tomorrow. We'll
see
you. Tomorrow. Have a good drive. Enjoy the scenery. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
God
bless.
You.
See you.
God bless.
All right. So that was amazing to have General Flynn on the road. I even love just hearing them on the mic, like, hey, does anybody need a bathroom break? So, you know, it's crazy because he's such a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, he talks about being in the military and how it affected his family, and some of those takeaways, you know, I think about my dad being in the military and how, you know, I had a baby young and actually in high school. And so, you know, my family is like, oh, you're not going to graduate. It's going to be hard. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And I graduated a year early and had taken some extra courses and like a business and management course. And so graduation was like super exciting for me, because I'm like, heck yeah, I did it. I worked almost full time at the time. And with a baby. And so I was proud of myself, right? And I remember my dad like, oh, I can't be there. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, no, I can't be there. And I remember being just so upset. You know what I mean? And then years later, I was told why he couldn't be there. And it was in that moment that I realized that our military personnel they're not just fathers and husbands to their spouse and to their children. They literally are fathers to every person in the United States of America.
Father to the nation.
Exactly. And so, you know, it just reminds me of that. Like, our families end up, you know, being without you for them to protect our country. And so I just, you know, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, our military personnel. And also, you know, I don't agree with how we're spending money and the wars we're involving ourselves. One question I didn't get to ask him that I really wanted to know was
geopolitical.
No, not even just that, but like, what does the rest of the world think about the United States of America? You know, do they want us there? Do they want us helping them? And I know that he has a lot of insight on that. So, hey, so, maybe I'll do a live tomorrow.
Yeah, and tomorrow
and get
night.
Get that question out of him.
Tomorrow night, if you go to the Bow, or if you're in Spokane, I think it's the next day on the 25th. So tomorrow, Bow, and the next day, Spokane. If you get to go, he will literally talk to everybody.
Yeah.
It's not that he just runs out of the room like a rock star and says, peace out. He literally is genuinely a good man.
Now, genuinely. to go to the the church, how do people find out where to go to this event?
FlynnMovie.com.
FlynnMovie.com.
Because you go and it has his tour dates on there, and
perfect.
Then you could just find out the time. I think we're going to get there about, I think it starts at 5, but we'll get there a little early.
Yeah, because this place is east of Linden, Washington.
Yeah.
So it's right next
to
the border.
It's only like an hour and a half from here.
Yeah, it's just you're going to zig out to the west.
So
I-5,
kind of Bellingham, yeah. Linden, and then turn right.
Right, and we will have a link at the bottom of this show. If you are looking to buy tickets for that event, the Flame does have its own link for that. So that will be in the description. You know, guys, it's so important that you share this show with all of your friends. Like, subscribe, get papers. You know, that General Flynn, that his famous...
Quote
is that
local action
makes
national
impact. Thank you. I was on one. And, you know, like I said, the Flame does have Act 3, and that is exactly what that is about, is getting into our communities and getting 3 papers to people, asking them to get 3 papers. And that is how we make a difference. So like, share, subscribe, and thank you for sharing our show.
So thank you. And as Anna likes to say,
I'm Anna Kane.
And I'm Nicole Orozco.
And I'm Steve, the producer. Johan reminding you to keep your tinder dry and your torch lit, as together with God's help, we're spreading the truth like wildfire.
Wildfire.